The World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Hello everybody and a warm welcome to William Hill's Daily World Cup Podcast. The identity of the semi-finalists is now known and we look ahead to the action and a look back at all the quarterfinals on this edition of the podcast. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined today by Naz Premji. How are you today, Naz?
I'm fine, Sam. Yeah, really, really looking forward now to the climax of the World Cup.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be sad to see it go, but of course we're at the business end now. And two quarterfinals yesterday, of course, Argentina beating Belgium 1-0 and Holland dramatically going through on penalties against Costa Rica. We'll get to that game in a second. Plenty to talk about. But Argentina-Belgium first up. They haven't really impressed people as much as they thought they would, Argentina. What did you make of their performance last night?
I watched the game. I was on the radio covering that game. And I have to say, Argentina, a bit like how the Italians did a few years ago, are simply doing enough to get through. And that's what you have to do. I think what people fail to realise, Sam, is this is about winning. It's not about, you know, entertaining people. It's not about Messi, Higuain and Di Maria all dazzling us with fancy footwork and, you know, sweeping moves. It's about winning. And Alex Sabella has somehow managed to get that team right the way through. I mean, let's be honest, they were maybe a crossbar away from potentially going out. They could have even dropped points against Iran. It would have been a completely different story. But they are simply doing enough. And you cannot cast doubt on the finish from Higuain yesterday. He took that ball first time, bang, bottom corner. That will have done his confidence the world of good. They haven't been impressive? No. Have they been winning? Yes. And at this stage in tournament football, I think from an England point of view, we fail to realise this. It's not about, you know, playing fancy football. It's about winning. And I think that's something we could probably learn.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, it's better to be in the tournament, not playing especially well, than playing brilliant football and not being in the tournament, of course. I think we saw something like 210 minutes yesterday with just one goal. Do you think that's down to the defensive displays yesterday from all four teams involved, or have the strikers not been firing in this round?
I'd like to say a bit of both. In the Argentina-Belgium game, I would say it's basically the strikers not firing. I think Belgium had their chances, but for me, Belgium were very poor. Everybody talks about this golden generation for Belgium, and they kind of did the tactics from Mark Wilmots across the back four. He's technically got four centre-halves playing across the back four, really. You know, Alderweireld can play at centre-half. I know he does play full-back, but he had four big lads there. And apart from a couple of moments, Belgium marshalled the Argentinian, you know, superstars quite well. At the other end, you know, I was quite impressed with Garay and Demichelis. I mean, he comes in for a lot of stick, but they were very good. They were solid. Once they got that goal, they said, right, come and break us down. And they couldn't. And in front of that back four, you had the likes of Mascherano and a few of the others that were, you know, really sort of tracking Mac and helping out. So I think it's a little bit of both. In that, from that game, I think it was the defenders basically playing very, very well. A good defensive display from Argentina and the Belgian forwards not firing, because I thought Lukaku, when he came on, wasn't great. Origi, who started, wasn't great. You know, Marouane Fellaini probably had the best chance or best couple of chances for Belgium. I think that says it all.
Yeah, and I think we're more likely to see a better Belgian side possibly in 2 years in the Euros or the year after that, just down to the fact they haven't really got much.
There's no tournament experience.
Exactly. Yeah, so I think they'll probably be a prospect for the future. Their conquerors, Argentina, of course, will face the Netherlands in the next round. And what an exciting end to the game that was. I mean, a fairly dull 90 minutes. Extra time wasn't brilliant. But then Louis van Gaal, with a tactical nous to bring on Tim Krul. I've never seen anything like it, bringing on a keeper just for penalties. And it really worked out though, didn't it?
Let me tell you one thing about that. People will talk about that and say, you know, what a stroke of genius. They will have discussed that from minute one. Louis van Gaal and his coaches, I think Hans Brück, I think, is the guy that does the goalkeeping. They will have discussed that and said, look, if at any point we go to penalties, okay, Tim, you're coming on. Sillerson, you're going off. That's the way of things. That's what we're going to do. We're going to just play a few mind games. And that's all it was. Nobody's saying Tim Krul is a better goalkeeper than Sillerson. He's a little bit bigger, a little bit taller. Yeah. He fills the goal a little bit more. And if, from a Costa Rican point of view, you're seeing that and it gets into your head.
Yeah.
You know, even the Costa Rican manager will think, what the coach, Pinto, will be thinking, yeah, what's he done here? He's thrown me a right curveball. But believe you me, that will have been planned from the start of that game. And to be fair, I think in extra time, I saw a lot of the, I didn't see a lot of the game, but I did see the whole of extra time and penalties. And in extra time, they had a two or three really good chances. I think there was one that got tipped over by the Costa Rican keeper. Robin had a few efforts. Van Persie went close as well. So they were beginning to click. And Huntelaar as well, when he came on, I thought was very, very lively. But, you know, genius from Van Gaal. Absolute genius. We should applaud that. But make no mistake, that was planned from minute one.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd agree with you there. And that'll really please our Man United listeners, because just to have the bravery to make such a decision. Because if that goes wrong,
it could be it'll look like a fool. It'll look like a fool if it goes wrong. But they will have planned that and said, look, Tim, you're a bigger keeper, you'll fill the frame a bit more. We've seen how Costa Rica take their penalties. And let's be honest, that's the other thing. Tim Krul's not had any kind of input into this World Cup so far. He will have just been focusing in on all of those potential Costa Rican penalty takers. And they'll have done their homework and said, right, he goes left, he goes right, he generally sticks to the middle. And that's what keepers do. A good keeper and a good keeping coach will sit through those DVDs and videos and do that. And if it gets to penalties in the semi-final against Argentina, do not be surprised if he does it again.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think he would repeat the trick. We won't dwell too much on the semi-finals because we've got a podcast later on in the week. But just as a brief outright pick, Holland 21-20, the draw 21-20, Argentina 7-5. You just have to pick one of the results at the moment from those three. Where would you be looking?
I'm going to surprise a few people. I'm going to go with Holland.
You are?
Yeah.
That is surprising. I thought it would be Argentina now, don't there? European team haven't won a World Cup ever in South America, and Holland are the rank outsiders at 10-3. Although from the looks of the outrights, the traders have no idea. Argentina 5-2, Brazil 5-2, Germany 5-2, and Holland 10-3. So yeah, you'd certainly be getting plenty of value if you were going to follow Naz in there. Do you think they can win the tournament?
I think they can. It just depends who they play, and this is going to sound really silly, but I think if Holland do get through, they would probably prefer to play Brazil than Germany. It's going to sound silly because you've got the host nation, you've got Thiago Silva back, but I think the way Brazil play will suit Holland down to the ground. With Germany, I think that will be, you know, if Van Gaal had his pick of if he gets to the final and you asked him which one of those two do you want to play, I think he'd pick Brazil over Germany all day long, because I think there's weaknesses there, especially at the back. Goodness me, they are shocking at the back. Yeah. Luiz and Silva are there to be got at, and you just think, I've got visions, if they do get to the final, of Robin having a real charge at Thiago Silva and getting down the wing and pushing those fullbacks back. That will really suit the Dutch. So if I'm being honest, if they get through to play Brazil, then yes, they can win it. If they get through to play Germany, different story altogether. I think the traders have got that completely wrong, you know, because I would be making Germany my outright favourites. Brazil, without Silva and without Neymar in that semi-final, are a lot weaker.
Yeah, well, we'll just come to that guy now. Obviously, it would be better for Holland, as you say, if Brazil qualified. And I do see you thinking there. Do you think they can get the job done against Germany? Brazil 7-4, 9-4 the draw, and 8-5 Germany.
And this is where I'm going to put my neck out. I think it's going to be an all European final.
Really?
I really do. I think the hosts will go out. There's this, you know, the thing with Brazil, Neymar's not there. He's their kind of talisman. But to be fair, apart from that first couple of games, what has he done?
Yeah.
Not a lot. You know, they've relied on other people to get them out of jail. I mean, Silver and Louise the other night. I mean, what a free kick that was from Louise, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But let's be honest, they were close to going out against Colombia as well. You know, a few of those chances for Rodriguez. There was a couple of penalty shouts as well that didn't go their way. Brazil are getting the rub of the green. I think, not wanting to sound a little bit patronising, but I think, you know, the refereeing appointments, all that kind of stuff is kind of going their way. You know, they're getting pretty much everything's geared potentially towards Brazil winning this World Cup, Sam. But I think against the Germans, they will come unstuck because that German back line is pretty solid. Mertesacker and Boateng and Hummels and Howardes, they've been very good. I've been impressed with them. They got the goal against France and sat on it and could have had more, but they, you know, everything that the French offered, they repelled. And with Neuer, he, you know, I think it was Andreas Kupka, I saw a quote from Andreas Kupka who said, Manuel Neuer is the best sweeper Germany have had since Franz Beckenbauer.
Wow. Some
that
praise.
That is some praise, isn't it?
Yeah,
but the thing is, that's what he... Because he comes out and, you know, he commands his area, but he's also quite good on the ball.
Yeah. I mean, for a goalkeeper, he's technically gifted, I think.
Yeah.
You know, Joachim Löw was saying he could be a midfielder. He is that good technically. Just before we come to the end of our podcast, I'll just ask you quickly about the top goal scorer markets, because for me, this has really opened up now. Obviously, James Rodriguez has gone. Neymar injured. So Neymar's out of the betting completely. James still leads the market at 4-6. Messi 3-1, Muller 5-1, Van Persie 14s and Robin 20s.
Now, I'm thinking about this, and you've got to remember, you've still got a fair bit of action still to come. So, James is on 6, isn't he?
Yeah, 6, yeah.
Messi's on 4. Robin and Van Persie are close by as well.
Yeah, I think Muller's got 4 as well.
Got 4. What you've got to remember when having a bet on this, okay, James Rodriguez is on 6. That is actually there to be shot at, because not only have you got... All the teams have got 2 games left.
Yeah.
You've got to remember that. You've got the semi-final and the final, and a semi-final and the third, fourth place playoff. Now, I know teams will potentially, you know, if you're in that third, fourth place playoff, there'll be loads of changes potentially, and some of those squad players might get in. But if you've got somebody running for you, like a Thomas Muller, like a Messi, somebody who's got a chance of getting that golden boot, the top goal scorer, they will be begging their coach to play, because that is something, it's like a once-in-a-lifetime achievement. I think Rodriguez, as a favourite, is there to be shot at. I would be looking at one of the Germans or one of the Dutch players to potentially upset the apple cart. The problem you got with Muller is he's playing him out wide now.
Yeah.
Now, if he continues to do that, less chance for Muller. Although, again, we saw he did have chances against France to get on the score sheet, and he knows where the goal is, even from out wide. That would be my concern with Muller. But Van Persie and Robin, I think they're definite players. Really do.
Yeah, and big prices available about both of those. 14s for Van Persie and 20s for Ian Robin. They both look really attractive. Just before we wrap it up then, you think it'll be a Holland-Germany final. In a word, who do you think wins?
Just for the nation itself, it would be really good for Holland to finally win one.
Yeah.
After so many near misses. So that's the heart talking, but the head will say Germany.
Yeah, fair enough. There you go then. The thoughts of Naz Premji on this William Hill's World Cup Daily podcast. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today, Naz, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the tournament.
Yes, it's turning out to be a cracking tournament so far.
Absolutely, yeah. Cheers, Naz.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.